And welcome to everyone who's just dialing in for Coffee with the Coder, episode 89. We are delighted to have you with us today, and thanks to all you insiders. I noticed this after I hit the button to start. This is a sale that you know, we make up sales at the last minute, and some of us don't always get the information before I'm telling it to you, which that's kind of fun. The webinar that's on sepsis, which is going to include info on COVID-19, it's going to be on sale for people who listen to Coffee with the Coder for $20 as opposed to $99, which is how it's supposed to be. Those of you who are on Insider Sourcing could get it for $10, and Revenue Warriors can get it for free. Of course, the subscribers who are paid subscribers to AQ-IQ.com, it's already part of their subscription. So I just wanted to mention that as a little welcome as we get started, because I just noticed it on my notes. So hello again, Heather, for the main call. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I am wonderful, wonderful. I'm also supposed to remind everyone that currently all the previous episodes of Coffee with the Coder are available for replay. You can find them at aq-iq.com under the Ask tab for Coffee with the Coder. We do this live call every other Monday, which if you're new, you might not know that yet. and we're just delighted for you to call in and participate. We'd love to have your questions because Heather and our other experts, they love digging into things and getting the, the exact minutiae of the question addressed. So that's a fun thing for me as a techie, following along behind. Now, I do have some questions I'm getting ready to ask Heather. This first one is from an inpatient rehab, our friend Rebecca, who has won the mug more than once. And we're delighted. Thank you so much for the questions, Rebecca. This one says, a patient is admitted to inpatient rehab after a decompressive laminectomy for spinal stenosis with myelopathy. Since the myelopathy is due to the stenosis, the codes would normally be M4804 thoracic or M4802 cervical, for example, plus the G99.2 for the myelopathy manifestation code. The rehab wants the myelopathy to be the etiologic. How do I code this for the ERFPI, and how is it coded for the UB since the stenosis is no longer present, but G99.2 is a manifestation code?
Thanks for that question, Rebecca. So for the ERFPI, the etiologic, which is the condition that caused the need for rehab, is associated to the impairment group code on the ERFPI. Also, the etiologic can be resolved, and we can report up to 3 diagnosis codes there. So from the ERF perspective, they're really leery of spinal stenosis is an etiologic diagnosis. Number one, because it's usually the manifestation of another diagnosis itself, so it could be a query opportunity. Also, spinal stenosis is not a diagnosis that supports the patient as a 60% qualifier if the impairment group code is non-traumatic spine, and with myelopathy, it likely is. Providing the codes for specific levels of stenosis and G99.2 for myelopathy will, however, get you a 60% qualifier. But it's a good time to educate physicians to answer the question, what caused the stenosis? Most of these conditions will qualify you automatically. Now, that said, you mentioned the coding rules, and for others listening, that reference to this rule can be found in Coding Clinic from the third quarter of 2018, which directs us to code spinal stenosis with myelopathy, as Rebecca mentioned. The stenosis based on the spinal level, and then the myelopathy and disease is classified elsewhere with G99.2. Now, of course, the physician needs to provide association of the conditions to each other to code it this way. Rebecca, we would provide all 3 codes, M48.04, M48.02, and G99.2 as stated. All 3 of these codes would be listed on the ERFPI as the etiologic. Whereas the M48 codes for spinal stenosis won't get you that 60% qualifier, the G99.2 will. And as you know, coding rules don't allow G99.2 to be listed first. ICD-10 directs us to code first the underlying disease. Now, I would say communicate with your PPS or ERFPI coordinator to discuss why 3 codes are needed for the etiologic on the ERFPI. Now, for the UB04, The principle would be based on the physician documentation as well, but with different considerations than the Earth Pie. I could see the principle reported in the same order as it's reported on the Earth Pie. M48.04, M48.02, and G99.2, because you can't code G99.2 alone, and if the myelopathy is caused by another condition, it still exists and meets the definition of the principal diagnosis, the codes will be reported, or if the physician documents that they're rehabbing post-surgery, like they're getting the patient back to function following the surgery, you would report Z47.89 for aftercare of orthopedic procedure as the principal. Really, you have to look at the documentation on this one, so we can argue it both ways.
Thank you. Thank you. Let's see. If you have a question from the IRF setting, Inpatient Rehab Facility, IRF, not E-A-R-T-H, because sometimes when I'm speaking, it sounds like that second word. Please join us on our Facebook or LinkedIn group. We have a group called IRF, the whole pie, I-R-F, the whole P-A-I, and we'd love to have you there. Now, this next question is really kind of a conglomerate question because it was asked in many different ways, so we've sort of combined a lot of them, and we'll call it anonymous because it was by different people. And would you please go over some inpatient rehab coding scenarios involving COVID?
Sure. So the etiologic in many of those cases will be U07.1 for COVID-19, and then the pneumonia or respiratory failure, et cetera, would be reported as the secondary etiologic to support the EGC, which in most cases, not all, but in most cases, is either going to be 16 for debility or one of the pulmonology IGCs, 10.1 or 10.9. Now, if the COVID caused a heart condition to exacerbate, and that was the reason for admission, you would report the heart condition as the etiologic with the appropriate IGC, and then U07.1 could be listed as a secondary etiologic if it was resolved and met the definition, or as a comorbidity if it's still being treated in any way. If the patient was septic and that caused the admission, the sepsis would be reported as the etiologic with U07.1 as the secondary etiologic, following the sepsis coding guidelines, and you would have multiple codes here. So remember the sequencing guidelines for sepsis, and then to report resolved conditions as etiologic, so the unresolved codes could possibly give you a tear, like with organ failure. Now, in other cases, we're also seeing critical illness myopathy due to COVID. And the critical illness myopathy in that case was being reported as the etiologic with U07.1 if it's still being treated in any way as a comorbidity. There's no rule for associating COVID to critical illness myopathy. However, I can see a strong argument for data capture if the COVID is resolved to list it as a secondary etiologic. The coding rules for coding will differ based on the reason for the admission or the cause of the impairment itself. And remember, the etiologic can be resolved. And if COVID, with any of the manifestations it may have, is the cause of admission or impairment, then it or they would be listed as the etiologic. If it's not resolved, you could report it as a comorbidity if it's not the cause of admission itself. And also, when we're considering these situations, we should be considering we may have some people with encephalopathy and neuralgias as well.
Thank you, Heather. That was very helpful. We really appreciate that. It is time for me to mug someone, and in the best possible way, giving out a free mug with our AQIQ branding on it. And I have one non-anonymous question. I did go ahead and write down the other names of the people and shuffle them all together, and it ended up to be the same way anyhow. So I'm going to congratulate Rebecca. I'll reach out to you and ask you where to mail this mug. 2 weeks from today will be May 18th, and we're looking forward to hearing you on May 18th, or seeing you on May 18th at Coffee with Decoder episode 90. And also, please send in some more questions. It's possible that other people have the same question, but we love delving into them and looking into how each one is slightly different from the next and presenting it to you. So thanks for joining us today. Look forward to seeing you again really soon.